Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Ghazwatul Ahzab took place on the fifth year of Al-Hijrah. And as stated, the Prophet was advised alayhi salatu wasalam when he learned that the tribe of Ghatafan joined forces with the pagans of Quraysh and with the Jews of Bani Qurayza to attack Islam and annihilate it. So the Prophet was advised والسلام, to build or actually to dig a trench, a big trench, something that the Arabs did not know of. And this would make a natural barrier alongside the hills and the mountains surrounding Medina. This approximately took a number of weeks, a month or so. However, there was not actual fighting except for some skirmishes here and there. Yet the Muslims were afraid, as Allah described them in Al-Quran, and there is a surah by the name of Al-Ahzab where it describes how the Muslims were afraid and intimidated by the siege of the disbelievers. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith is the first part of it. It says that Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said on the day of Al-Khandaq or Al-Ahzab, may Allah fill their graves and their houses with fire as they have prevented us from praying Asr on time until the sun set. And he described it as the middle prayer. And people before used to think that Fajr was the middle prayer, because Allah says in the Quran, حافظوا على الصلاة والصلاة الوسطى. And الصلاه الوسطى by this hadith definitely is Salat al-Asr. So even though there are scholars that said otherwise, we as Muslims definitely would put aside what the scholars said when we have authentic hadith about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because there are different ways of interpreting the Quran. The best way is to interpret the Quran by the Quran itself. Like for example, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe and do not associate their belief with any form of aggression. And the companions came and complained and said, Prophet of Allah, we all have some sort of aggression. And the Prophet said, no, this is not what was meant. Didn't you read what the righteous man, the pious man, Luqman, what did he say to his son? إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, associating others with Allah is a great transgression. So this is a transgression meant in this ayah. So the Prophet explained this by that. This is the highest level of interpreting the Quran. Likewise, if you do not have a clear interpretation from the Quran, the second level would be interpreting the Quran by the Sunnah, the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is the most knowledgeable of what Allah Azza wa Jal meant. And there are a number of evidences. This is not the time for it. And then the third way of doing it is by learning the interpretation by the companions. And that is why Ibn Abbas, for example, may Allah be pleased with him, is among the best in interpreting the Quran. The famous hadith or narration when Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, used to gather those of knowledge in his gathering, in his court, but he would not allow anyone in. And he used to allow Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas was a young boy. Yani, not a young boy, he was a man in his 20s, early 20s. And the companions complained, saying that we have children, our sons are older than Ibn Abbas, yet you deprive them from coming and attending your court. Why is that? So he said, I'll show you. And in his court, he asked companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Umar asked them, what do you know about the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. What do you understand from this? The companions all said that it's obvious. Allah says, when you see the victory of Allah Azza wa Jal coming, and Allah Azza wa Jal has made you victorious, and people are entering in Islam in a lot of numbers, in this case, praise Allah and ask Him for forgiveness, because Allah is most forgiving and He accepts the repentance. So he nodded his head. Ibn Abbas, what do you understand from this verse or from this surah? Ibn Abbas says, this is the tiding to Muhammad alayhi salam that he's going to die. Allah is informing Muhammad that he is now about to die, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did you understand this? This is what he understood. Umar said, by Allah, this is exactly what I understand. Now, Umar understands it because in the beginning he did not. When this surah was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ and he told the people after reading it that, oh people, a man, a slave of Allah, has been given the choice between this dunya and in what Allah has. And Abu Bakr started to cry and started to weep. And the companions are looking, what is this old man doing? Why is he crying? The Prophet is talking about a slave of Allah, and now he's crying. And Abu Bakr says, by Allah, O Prophet of Allah, we give our souls in your protection. Meaning he knew, he understood. That is when Umar radiallahu anhu understood what this chapter means, and he came to know this. So, Quran by Quran, Quran by Sunnah, Quran by the companions, and then Quran by the Arabic language. If you fail to find the interpretation of the previous three, then you go to the Arabic language, because Quran was revealed in Arabic. It is Arabic, so you can understand it only by Arabic. So, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. الصلاة الوسطى is the middle prayer, which is Al-Asr prayer. And the Prophet, as you can see in this hadith, has supplicated against the kuffar. Nowadays, this is an issue of controversy among a lot of the so-called Muslims. They say, don't supplicate against the kafir. Don't supplicate against those who are not Muslims. Why? Because this is not friendly. This is barbaric. This is so-and-so. No, 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 no. Supplication is something that I ask from Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not holding a gun against you. I'm not doing anything against you. I'm just simply saying, oh Allah, do this or do that to the disbelievers. Any disbeliever? No, definitely not. It's a form of aggression to supplicate against the Jews and the Christians who do not attack us or who are not enemies. And they are the majority of the Jews and the Christians. But it is permissible for us as Muslims. Not only that, it is recommended for us as Muslims to supplicate against the enemies of Islam. So those who attack Islam, those who ridicule Islam, those who make drawings against the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or make fun of our religion, or attack our Quran, the simplest thing to do is to raise your hands and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for their destruction. Now if someone comes up and says, no, 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 this is not wise, you should ask Allah for their guidance. This is unacceptable. Those who attack us, we have to defend ourselves. And the least you defend yourself with is making dua. And the Prophet ﷺ made dua, and we follow suit. And why didn't the Prophet ﷺ pray on time? Isn't praying on time something essential? Yes, it is essential. However, this hadith was before Allah Azza wa Jal made Salat al-Khawf mandatory. What is Salat al-Khawf? It is the prayer of fear. It's called the prayer of fear. It is when people are at war, people at a state of extreme fear that they're unable to pray the normal prayer, We will come to describe this, inshallah, later on in this chapter of prayer. But before this was mandated, Al-Khandaq took place. And the Prophet ﷺ was so engaged in anticipating the enemy so that they would not attack them while they were off guard, to the extent that he did not pray Asr on time, whether deliberately or he forgot. But it was a situation that he could not pray on time. So this shows you how scary that battle was. Anticipation, awaiting, not knowing when an arrow would come, not knowing when their horsemen would ride across that trench and start to attack. So it was a very scary situation, being surrounded from all directions. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ missed Al-Asr prayer. And as I said, because we do not have enough time to elaborate on this, inshallah, next time we meet, we will mention when it is possible for you to make up for the prayers and when it is not possible. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.